From KRCB-FM Radio 91, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Good morning. California energy regulators are calling for conservation this week as a precaution against blackouts. Meanwhile, a proposal to pool energy with other Western states, which could help meet spikes in demand, has stalled after the election of President Trump. Ben Bradford has the story from Sacramento.
An enormous electric grid carries power throughout the western United States, but it's divided into 38 fiefdoms that each figure out their own power needs. That can leave solar energy unused in one state while another fires up reserve gas plants to meet demand. So the Brown administration last year looked to create a centralized authority that could plan power use across the West. Ralph Cavanna at the Natural Resources Defense Council is a proponent.
We will reduce costs for everybody. Reduce pollution, will improve system reliability, and those are all reasons to do this.
The Brown administration pledged to bring a proposal to lawmakers for a vote in January, but that still hasn't happened. Some environmental groups worry about partnering with coal-burning states, but the larger concern is that a major change in grid operation would create an opportunity for the Trump administration to influence California's renewable energy policies. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Bradford.
On hot days like today, employers in some outdoor industries, including agriculture, are required to take extra precautions to protect their workers. But there are currently no rules for indoor workplaces, like restaurants. Paola Laverde is with the state's workplace safety agency, Cal OSHA.
They're looking into this issue right now because it is an issue, especially for warehouse workers who work in Riverside and San Bernardino areas where you have a huge warehouses.
When temperatures rise above 80 degrees, regulations start kicking in for outdoor employers in construction, agriculture, landscaping, oil refining, and some industrial transportation. These industries must provide employees with access to shade, rest breaks, and water. They must also have high heat procedures in place for monitoring workers when temperatures soar above 95 degrees. Cal OSHA is drafting similar rules for indoor workplaces. A law signed by the governor last year requires the agency submit a final draft by January 2019. Find these stories and more at krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.